And now he was born via a D-section. Mark Maron.
You can't even explain what that is. That's some nasty stuff there. I was actually C-section. In the house right now, here in the studio, Rick Overton, who will be appearing with me on June 3rd at the Walford Theater for Laughing Liberally. You've seen Rick in many films and many television shows. I'm on his website right now. I can't even... North Fork is the one. Groundhog's Day, I think people would remember you from.
That's right. The movie that plays over and over.
Yes, and it does play over and over. And you've been a guest star on millions of TV shows. Let's do this now, because we're going to be doing this gig on Saturday.
That's right.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be me, you, and Durst, Dino Badala, Jim David, very funny guy.
Absolutely. Julie Goldman out of New York.
Yeah. Julie Goldman. Do I know her? I don't know her. Is she funny?
She's real funny.
Oh, that's good. So look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away some tickets. It's not clear to me how many tickets. Two tickets. Here's what you do. You call, if you're the first caller right now at 877-520-1150, and you ask for Justin and say, hey, it's me, I win. All right? You'll get two tickets. Do it now. 877-520-1150. Tell them that Mark told you to call him. Just say, Justin, it's me. Mark and Rick said to call, and then I can go to the show. Just say that.
Real casual.
Yeah, just act like it's like, hey, man, I don't mean to bother you while you're doing your job. So
the world is your roommate.
Overton, we've got some clip from your website that Sweetie Bill Kolar pulled off of your thing. What is this?
This is fun. You can see it on YouTube, and it's on my site. And it's a thing called Billy Schultz. Supposing Charles Schultz, the creator of Peanuts, had an illegitimate son who's real bitter about it and trying to cash in on his dad's career.
Okay, and this is from that.
Our week-long cartoonist tribute continues as we now return to Modern Masters, the Charles Schultz story.
Peanuts did not have to end because Charles did. And I vowed I would continue the strip.
Despite no formal art training, Billy let nothing deter him from forging ahead.
I'm an electrical engineer by trade, so when I first started drawing the strip, I wasn't sure I could fill such big shoes. But as it turns out, everything is okay. My fourth grade teacher said she didn't think I had one creative bone in my entire body. She said she couldn't believe I was the son of such a brilliant man.
But was he even the son of Charles Schultz? Some disagreed.
So what if you never let me call him dad? That's what he gets for sleeping around so much.
Right, that's he got the idea.
Very busy man dedicated to his work.
All right.
You got the idea.
That YouTube thing, that's a weird thing, that thing. Mm-hmm. I got to get hip to that a little more. Somebody shot me an email and said, have you seen the interview with you on YouTube? And I'm like, what the hell? And it was one of those interviews that somebody did in front of Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco with me. It was some kid. And I said, okay, I didn't realize. I forget now when you agree to anything just because you're like, yeah, I'll help the guy out. That literally millions of people are going to be able to go see it.
Yeah.
But he was one of those interviewers like, where the questions are designed to make them look, clever and arty and make you look like an idiot. You know those ones where they're like, so, okay, Mark Maron, asparagus or a good movie?
What?
Yeah, and you're like, you got to sit there and try and bring them together.
And then he'll cut back in on Adobe Photoshop and put a really great question in, and then cut back to your what?
You're going, huh? Yeah. Huh? Like, if you had a choice of doing stand-up on the Titanic or in the Hindenburg, what would you do?
Day job?
Yeah. But he was all right. I it just seems that I've been misrepresented by myself in so many different media formats.
You get why you have to be careful in interviews now. Each one of them's on record.
Exactly. I never shut up, dude. I got a real problem. But that one, I was stifled. I'd been up all night from doing my other show, and I was tongue-tied.
You sound like a comic to me, mister.
But usually, I'm just blah, blah, blah. Hold on, sit yourself down, Tyke, and I'll tell you about the history of comedy. It all started when Lenny Bruce decided to throw away his mimicry and actually turn it out.
You mean the potty mouth going,
yes,
mister?
Yes, sir. And then Richard Pryor picked up the ball, as did Woody Allen, and took it in two separate directions, thus defining the world of modern comedy.
okay, my mom's here with the SUV. I gotta go.
So, dude, you must. Do you ever? I'm looking at. I'm still on your website, and you've been in every movie since the beginning of time. But some movies I don't remember because I didn't see them. What's it? But have you got any of these out? You were in Willow.
Yes.
What were you in Willow?
You remember the two little French brownie dudes in the backpack? I'm the king of the world.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
We go this way, that way. It was me and Kevin Pollak.
Pollak?
Yes, that's
he's a
right.
good guy. He did my last Morning Sedition show. You were in Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
What were you that?
I'm the security warehouse guy that runs the whole place when my big, goofy officer gives him a match, and I, you know, around all this cardboard in the bonded warehouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll see me, a real skinny young me with a big tuft of hair on top of my head.
Yeah.
And not off to the sides. You know, the I call that the bozone hole.
The bozone.
That's
hole.
My bozone right there, and that's me. Little 25 year ago me.
That's unbelievable. Mrs. Doubtfire, My Giant. What were you in My Giant? Did I see that movie?
Yeah, I actually play the director of Steven Seagal. I play Michael Lehman's part.
Okay.
As Lehman in Lehman's film in the film. So.
Now, out of all of these things that you've done in your entire career. Is there one where you're like, oh, God, look at me?
One? Is there one like that? Hey, I got to work, man. I got blacklisted out of comedy. I had to take every single thing that the dart hit, you know, everything that was al dente and stuck.
What do you mean you got blacklisted out of comedy? Who the hell blacklisted Rick Overton?
Oh.
You were one of the originals, man. You go back in the old days in the original improv on 44th Street, there are pictures of Rick Overton as a child.
Yeah, but he was in red.
In a
he was a red.
Well, I was red. Well, yeah, I was born a blue baby, but then I switched red.
You switched to red in the
70s? When the money rolled in.
There were pictures of you hanging in that wall. It's the weirdest thing. Silver and Bud's old wall at the original improv, and it's a picture of you and a team, and you being all wacky.
Wacky and flexible and limber.
1972?
Yeah. You bet.
Wow.
Man.
You know, someone made a copy of that wall of photographs into like almost a wallpaper that they have at the new improv that she has nothing to do with, that Bud doesn't have anything to do with down there on 52nd or whatever.
And I went by it.
You did. You saw it, right? Yeah. I just wonder what impact, you know, these urban audiences when they're looking at, you know, pictures of Lenny Schultz and Ron Darien.
Yeah, and Jay Leno with a pipe.
Yeah, with a pipe.
Smoking his pipe.
Yeah.
His Boston pipe.
Oh, my God. Everybody was in a team in those days. It was encouraged to be in a team and improv groups.
There was no money anyway. There was no check to split.
So just have fun, right?
Yeah. When money came in, it destroyed teams.
We had Ed Begley in here. He was in a team with Michael Richards.
That's right.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Did you see them?
Yes. They're hilarious. They're funny. Yeah. Do you remember when Michael Keaton was a comic?
No, it's before
Brilliant
my time.
Brilliant comic.
Really?
Man, hip, edgy, weird, great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
New to Get Out, though.
He did the money. They did the movie jump, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not every comic gets to jump, but he got to, and his act was so great that he ditched a brilliant act.
But I made the step towards radio. I didn't even have to jump. Literally, I just have to step over here, and here I am behind this mic.
Well, we're grateful for it.
Well, thank you very much. So, what are we going to do on this show? I mean, Durst, do you do a separate act, a different act? Do you, for the Laughing Liberally, is it we play
well,
into this?
Kind of a you know, I certainly share all the values. I simply think that we don't need sides right now. I think there's someone else who cashes in on selling us our separate felt banners, and I don't want to see them make another nickel off of me.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be the actual decider. I'd like to remove sides and get people to sort of, you know, every other species in trouble forms a herd. I don't know what happened to us.
Yeah, well, they've exploited that fear and they've created demographics. That's what's happened to us, is that our herd mentality that is based on fear has been exploited by people that resell us what they think we should be afraid of, and whether that's a product or whether it's a political ideology, they've defined how the herd works.
Exactly. Mm. We're being shepherded.
The
dogs are nipping at our heels.
Screw the shepherd! Is that what we're saying?
Well, the shepherd's had a turn with us. I think it's about fair.
Yeah, that's it. We're taking it back.
That's right. The sheep are ganging up on the shepherd.
We just got to get the sheep speaking the truth. You know, I fought with you on this. You remember back when I had the show, Morning Sedition?
What was the topic here? What were we talking about?
You were like,
sides, no sides.
We've got to open the tent. You can't, don't push them away. Don't push the Reds, the Republicans away, or the believers.
They're making up their minds right now, man. They are the disillusionati out there. They are figuring out what the heck's going on. They're watching their side crumble, and wouldn't it be great if they don't get a big resounding slap at the other doorway as they walk over to try the other side?
Yes, but we can't appease them with values that aren't ours. That's still my issue. That we can invite them in and say, sit down, have a hot cocoa. But we can't make any concessions.
I don't say become them. Yes. I'm saying we don't hate you, the person who's been duped, because I'll go so far as to admit Clinton took me a couple of miles down the wrong road with that NAFTA thing before I wised up. I said we'd all been had, Dad.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd say it's time to be the species again, you know. Let's just be smart species, survive this, go to Star Trek. We'll come up with new labels for all our parties.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. All right. Yeah. Well, that makes a little more sense to me. Now.
I don't think we disagreed. I was angry. I just don't want to hit him with a big, you know, hose full of angry whiz in the doorway and then turn him away. Oh, he would have been a customer, and we just chased another customer off, you know?
Angry whiz
hose.
A hose hose.
You know, with the big kind that knocks you off your feet.
Jim, angry whiz. Jim likes fear pee.
Fear pee.
But that's not angry pee. That's
sugar-free fear pee with Splenda.
Which is okay, right, Splenda?
It's much better for you.
So you were blacklisted from comedy.
Well, it just got hard after my 91 special, because one of these days I'll pop that tape in for you, show you what I got.
I think I've seen it. What was that? Yeah. What happened? Was that in Florida or somewhere?
Can you speak about Chicago?
That? Yeah, I kind of called how the media's playing us and ramping us up for a big sucker punch and all that stuff, and suddenly, bloop, and it was a killer spot. It was a killer half hour for HBO.
Right.
And suddenly, late night kind of went shpoop.
Really?
Late night TV wouldn't touch me with a stick then for a while.
This is
in 91 for the first Gulf War is when I hit that one.
Okay, so that
I,
it was
I
a direct response
called
to the war.
It. Yeah. Uh-huh. And since that time, I was viewed as a liability until people are finally coming around to seeing that, you know, what guys like us are saying is turning out truer and truer every day.
Right, right. Yeah. That's interesting, you know, because I always assume that they're too stupid to even keep a pulse on what people are saying unless they're huge celebrities. That I've always thought, like, even with people like Hicks, when he was alive, he seemed to get a few through. But I think that there are decisions people make when they say certain things that they're going to be rowing their own boat. But rarely, usually when you do a show, if you were to do a late night show, and I'm not saying you weren't blacklisted, but you got to sit there and you got to tell them what you're going to do anyways.
I did, and they didn't like it.
Okay.
I mean, I could have given them the set they want, but you could have gotten one of those sets out of anybody.
That's right. Squeeze it.
I didn't know how to live with myself and just drum out one of those instead of the one I was in my heart writing, you know.
Exactly.
I had to tough it out, I guess. But here we are. That, you know, my comeuppance is finally coming around. And by the way, we hate that we're right.
Yeah.
We don't like being right. It's not like we get some adrenal secret sexual kick out of being correct about this.
I get a little surge.
Yeah?
A little bit. Sure. Don't you? Come on, a little bit.
A little plump.
Yeah. Not a huge one.
I'm plumping up. Yeah.
Yeah. Feel good.
We're not at the ballpark place.
No. So how are we doing with numbers on this thing? Are we getting some tickets?
We're loading in. There's a little elbow room left, but you might want to be smart and catch a phenomenon. You know, I missed the bus to Woodstock.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you supposed to be on it? Did you really?
Yeah, this will be joke stock. Not stock jokes, I promise you that.
Now, where is the Walford Theater? I'm going to try and go to the website right now. I should have it right in front of you. This is Saturday. It's June 3rd. It's Laughing Liberally.
UCLA.
You can get tickets at ktlk.com if you go there. And it's going to be, here we go, it's going to be myself. It's going to be Rick Overton. It's going to be Will Durst. It's going to be Jim David, who's very funny. I used to do Tough Crowd with him all the time. It's going to be Dean Obadalla, who is a half-Palestinian, half-Italian comedian. And you can guarantee that he's going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But you can go to ktlk.com for tickets and see us all.
That's right.
And Rick Overton has been our guest. You can hang out for a minute. We're going to do something. I'm going to try and pull up the... Here it is. Here it is. Quick here for info. I should have this right in front of me, but you know what? I'll tell you what it is in just a second. Stay with us. It's the Mark Maron Show.
Depressed because you haven't heard anything funny yet? Well, me too. Well, all that's about to change, maybe, because Mark Maron's short order news is coming up next.
And now, where is Natalie Holloway? I don't know.
I don't either. That's Jerry Springer. He talks about it for hours sometimes. We're on the air here with it's the Mark Maron Show. We're here with Rick Overton, who was blacklisted in the early 90s for speaking his mind about a popular war, I guess. It was being sold as such.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Walford Theater. That is June 3rd, Saturday. You can go to KTLK.com for the Laughing Liberally Show. Please come if you're in the L.A. area. That's at 11301 Wilshire Boulevard. That's out there in Westwood. It'll be fun. We just gave away some tickets. Congratulations to the winner. I don't know who that is because we're not doing it live, but if you asked for Justin and you did what I told you to do. So now the clubs are coming back around, obviously.
Yeah, Laugh Factory's doing huge again. I'm doing comedy camp for kids with them on the 10th. We're having auditions. If kids got kids that think they're funny between like 10 and 15, bring them in.
You're doing comedy camp?
Yeah, we teach kids, make a next generation of us.
Start the next generation? Wait, what happened? Come on. All right, you do what you got to do.
Got to give it back, man.
Okay, you give it back, but I mean, already they're putting people on television that have got 2 years, these green people like me that you pay the dues. I ain't bitter, Rick.
I'm getting them to pay the dues earlier.
All right, but you're not saying, do they get a TV deal at the end of the summer?
Yeah, I'd rather be working with a kid that knows what he's doing on a show than one they just dragged off the street from the soda shop, you know, one that can sell me a line back.
Hey, I came from a soda shop.
Yeah. No, shop right is employees right.
Now, what the hell did you, now look, where's your resentment? Where's your bitterness? Where is it, Rick? You always come in here, you're always full with the light and the joy. What the hell is that about? Did you have to read a book like this? I just got this anger management. I have to read it.
I'm signed with Anger Management.
Are you?
To handle my career.
I'm glad you're eating candy on the radio.
Sorry.
It's a good choice. Where did that anger go? Did you ever have it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm an old scrapper, man.
Are you really?
I used to be able to pick it up and drop it down. I got knocked down a few times myself, and I found out I understand karma better.
Okay.
Here's what my understanding of karma is. Yeah. I used to make fun of bald guys.
Yeah. And
that's my understanding of karma.
Oh man!
So I'm putting out what I want back.
Okay, I got to work on that. I wonder if that's in this book. Karma. Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out. We're gonna do these jokes. All right. It's nice seeing you.
It's great to see you.
Are you okay? We're doing the thing this weekend. You're not doing anything before then.
I'll be at Trusta Verde on Wednesday.
Okay. I'll be in Santa Barbara on Friday.
Where are you gonna be, baby?
At the hotel up there. Is that by Trusta Verde?
Oh, in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, there's a new gig up there. I'll talk about it later.
Who's booking that?
I know. I'll tell you in a minute. Let me do the jokes. Here's the
comics. Uncontrollable. God.
Here we go.
Free drink tickets?
Short Order News version 2.